Hello, Blind Coltech listeners. My name is Chris Gilland. Today I would like to demonstrate for you something that I found probably about half a week ago on the net. I had actually heard of it in the past, and I, to be honest with you, I'd even played with it just a little bit in the past, but it wasn't really anything that really, until just recently, really took my interest. I just met a person on one of the ACB mailing lists that I'm on. I will not reveal his or her name, but what I will say is that they are both deaf/blind. So talking with them, quite obviously over the telephone, was a bit of a challenge. I set out on Google to do some exploring around and find something that would be an alternative way to chat with them. I knew I could use MSN/Windows Live Messenger, or I could use AOL Instant Messenger, but I wanted to see if there was some way that maybe there was some type of adaptive equipment that we could somehow find a way to have his insurance buy for him, if you will, that would allow him to be able to talk via the telephone, just like any other deaf person would do through a TTY/TDD. Now, for those of you who don't know what a TTY is or what a TDD is, basically they're the same thing. They can be used, as far as I know, interchangeably, and someone correct me on that if I'm incorrect, but basically what it is it's a device that either can act as a software program built into a wireless device such as a cellular telephone, or it can actually even be a hardware device. I've never physically seen a hardware-based system, but the way it's explained to me is it's a little device that basically would sit on a table or a desk or whatnot. It would have just a regular, you know, keyboard on it. I don't know if it would be a full-size keyboard, but point is, there is a keyboard. There is a screen that obviously would print up what the other caller was saying. So basically what happens is the deaf person is sitting here typing their messages, and the other person who is on the phone who can hear is speaking back, and as a mediator in between you have what's called an RO, relay operator, which basically relays, if you will, basically intercepts in between, kind of acts, if you know what I mean, as the is the mediator, so to speak. So basically the process is you would call, or the deaf person would call, either way, 711, which is a standard number within the United States. I'm not sure about in Canada or any other country how it would work. I only know within the U.S. how that's going to work, but within the U.S. and pretty much all 50 states as far as I know, 711 is pretty much a standard, just like 411 or 911 is a standard. 711 will get you to the state relay system. Once you make that call, they will answer, and they will give you, obviously, their relay rep number, which is usually about a four-digit number in most cases. They will, you know, ask you who you want to call. You give them the name, you give them the number. They will then put you on hold, and they will connect the call, and then basically they will act as the relay for you. In other words, they will you'll be having the conversation, but you'll be having it through the relay operator, who will be basically typing what you say and then verbally, audibly speaking what the person using the telecommunications device says and types. What I had basically found was a service called IP Relay, and actually, if you want to be more specific, it's called My IP Relay, MyIPRELAY. Basically, what this service allows you to do is to use your AOL registered Instant Messenger or your Microsoft registered MSN/Windows Live Messenger, either or, to be able to basically interact as if you were using a TTY TDD device. By this I mean you can actually make, through the relay system, you can actually make phone calls within the United States and Canada for free, might I add, to anyone within the States or within Canada. And you can basically talk to them over the computer via relay. Now, I do not know off the top of my head if this is mainly to be used only for people who are hearing impaired. I would assume 99.999% chance it probably is, so I would definitely not abuse this service if you are not hearing impaired. The only time that I really use it on the typing textual side of things is if I absolutely cannot get to a phone, or in the case of like right now where I'm demonstrating how this is going to work. I am not going to make the phone call in this demonstration very lengthy for that very reason, because I want to make certain that we do what we need to do, show you how it works, and then, you know, kind of head out, because I don't want to take up the relay lines for somebody who really indeed is hearing impaired, who really would need the service. But I will at least give you enough of an idea. I'm going to make basically two phone calls using it. I'm going to make one through AOL Messenger. I'm going to make another one through Windows Live Messenger. This way you can see the differences. They're pretty much both the same. There's really no differences except for one small minor little thing when you're actually setting up the call, which I'll show you how that works. But basically, the first thing I want to do is I want to give you their website so that you can check them out online, because you can get quite a bit of wealth of information simply by doing that. So, having said that, their website is www.myiprelay. That's www.myiprelay.com. And I would highly encourage you to go check out their website. It's not, admittedly, the most user-friendly website. It is a little bit cluttered. It's not bad, but it could be a lot better. With a little do, though, it should be fairly doable. It took me a couple of minutes to really figure out my way around it, but once you get the hang of it, it really isn't that bad. This service, MyIPRelay, does have their own software, proprietary software that you can install under Windows. I do not know if they have a version for Linux as of yet, and even if they did, I do not know if the API would have the proper libraries and the proper support to make Orca work with it. So, and of course, my guess would be it would probably not be a terminal-based application. So if you're using a distro like Slackware or whatnot, or say Fedora, my guess is probably that SpeakUp wouldn't really work too well with it. My guess is it would probably be X-Windows/GNOME based. So just be aware of that. I really would not recommend in any platform, be it Windows, be it Linux, be it whatever, I really wouldn't recommend using their software. I tried it a long time ago, both with JAWS and with WindowEyes, both under Windows, and I didn't really find, even mousing around, even using the mouse pointer or the JAWS cursor, I really didn't really find a very efficient way of doing it that would consistently work. I would assume that you maybe could write scripts for it, but I'm not really a script writer, so I can't really say yay or nay to that. But it would be interesting if somebody did write some scripts. It would be interesting to see what it would do. And, of course, if scripts ever did come out for it, you best rest assured I would be more than happy to try it. Anyway, enough of me rambling. So yeah, www.myiprelay. There's no dashes in that, by the way. It's all ran together, just myiprelay.com. Now, one of the other things that's really cool that you can do, which is free, by the way, and I've just recently set this up, is you can get what they call a myiprelay number. And basically, and that, by the way, that's free as well. Basically, what that'll do is it will actually give you a phone number within your area, within your city, where people can actually call you. And basically, what'll happen is when they call you, rather than getting routed to your home phone or whatnot, they will get routed to the state relay system. I believe it's the state relay system. It's either the state relay system or it's the IP relay call center. It will be one of the two, and I'm not really sure which. But nevertheless, needless to say, you will get routed one way or another into a call center, into a relay call center. Now, what will basically happen is when that happens, now I've never actually done this with anyone's my IP relay number, so I really don't know how this is going to work exactly. But my guess is probably they would confirm who you wanted to speak with just for security reasons to make sure that they were speaking with somebody who wanted to speak with the correct party. Once they knew that, my guess is probably what they would then do, according to what it says on the website, you basically then would be contacted on one of your messengers, either MSN or AIM, depending on how you have it set up in your account. I'm not going to really demonstrate how to set that up simply because I've already done it. It takes, they say, between 10 to 14 business days to get your phone number. However, surprisingly enough, I had mine within like a day and a half. And so it's kind of interesting. I don't really know. I guess they're just saying 10 to 14 business days. I guess they're using that as like a worst case scenario. But anyway, that's pretty much where we stand as far as that's concerned. But it is kind of a neat service. I do need to go over a little bit of terminology with you before we get started with the demonstration. Otherwise, you're going to be totally lost. Both of these terminologies will apply on both the side of the caller who is typing and on the side of the person receiving the call who is the regular speaker, if you know what I mean. So in both cases, this terminology definitely does apply. Now you can either write out some of these terms or you can just write their abbreviations, which I will give both. One of the most important things is the abbreviation in all capital letters, GA. Now again, that's G as in golf, A as in alpha. Basically, what that stands for is go ahead. Good way to think about this is, think of it like a two-way radio, basically. You know, you've got two people or more who are talking. One person gets finished talking. How are they going to give the floor, if you will, over to the other person? They're generally going to say, go ahead. That's exactly what happens with the relay, okay? So basically, a conversation may would consist of something like the following. Hello, Chris. How are you doing today? Go ahead. I'm doing fine. How about yourself? Go ahead. I'm doing excellent. Just recording a review for Blind Cool Tech. Go ahead. So you see what's going on here. Basically, after everything that you say, and I don't mean like after every sentence. I just mean after when you're done talking and you're ready for the other party's response, you always need to end by saying, go ahead. Or, of course, if you're typing out the message in your instant messenger, you can either write out go space ahead, or you can just simply put capital G, capital A, which is what I usually do. Be aware that if you're using IBM Via Voice, with your screen reader, like either JAWS or WindowEyes, be aware that if you put capital G, capital A, rather than hearing GA, you might actually hear Georgia. I'm actually using the ETI Eloquence that comes with WindowEyes. I actually have it set up as my default synth in JAWS. I just find that the inflection is a little bit better. I think that between sentences, when it has like commas and periods and question marks, I tend to think that the ETI Eloquence is just a little, in my opinion, bit more inflectious. It's a little more responsive, etc. But one of the problems with it is abbreviations like this tend to sometimes get screwed around a little bit. Now, if you're using Windows Live Messenger, that won't be a problem. Again, I did not say classic Messenger. I said Live Messenger because Freedom Scientific has done us the favor, and thank you guys, by the way, for doing this, of going through and going into the dictionary manager in Live Messenger into the .jdf file. They've gone in there and they basically modified the dictionary so that things like LOL or, you know, GOL or whatnot get read as the actual words. So you got to be kind of careful, but just know that it may read some things a little funky, but it's not a big deal. So that's what GA is go ahead. Another one you need to know is HD, which you can probably guess what that's going to be. That's nothing more than just the abbreviation for hold. Another one that you may need to know and probably should know is QQ. That's two capital Qs back to back. Basically, that just means question. If somebody asks you a question, the relay operator may put two Qs at the end of it. So, for example, you might hear something like, "How are you doing? QQ." Or actually, what you would probably hear would be something more along the lines of, "How are you doing? QQ ga." In other words, they're putting two abbreviations back to back. They're putting QQ for a question, and then they're spacing and they're putting GA for go ahead. Of course, if you're in Windows Live Messenger using JAWS, you would probably hear something like, "How are you doing? QQ go ahead." The point is, they're asking a question, but then they're saying GA, you know, go ahead, indicating it's okay for the other party to begin speaking. So that's pretty much what those terms are. Another one that you definitely need to know is SK space, SK space, SK. In other words, just write SK three times, separated by spaces. So basically, SK space, SK space, SK. Doesn't matter if you do these in uppercase or lowercase. I've done both. The point is, you just want to make your point known. Basically, what that'll do, for those of you who know anything about Morse code, you'll probably remember that abbreviation. Basically, all that simply means is... Oh, sorry about that, guys. Basically, all that that will mean is nothing more than the obvious of you're basically signing off. You're ending your conversation. And so that's pretty much how that will work, okay? Now, having said this, I think it's now time for me to demonstrate how this is going to work exactly. And so I'm going to make two, like I said, relay calls. One of them I'm going to make through AOL Instant Messenger, and one of them I'm going to make through MSN Messenger. This way you can see the difference in how these exactly work. Now, the first one I'm going to do through AOL Instant Messenger. Now, how do we set this up, first of all? Well, okay, here's what you want to do. Since the first call we're going to do is going to be using AIM, I don't want to throw you too much information at one given time. In AIM, you want to add the following screen name to your buddy list window. It doesn't matter what group you put it under. It just, all that matters is just that you add it to your buddy list one way or another. So basically, you want to add the screen name My IP Relay. That's capital MY, capital IP, capital RELAY. Once you've added them, you will immediately see them sign in, at which point you can then send an instant message off to them. Now, having said this, I am going to go ahead and pause this recording, and I'm going to call a friend really quickly and explain to them basically how this particular service works, and hopefully once I am able to explain to them how it's going to work, we will then attempt to give them a call, and we will see exactly how this is going to work, and we will go from there. So I'm going to go ahead and, you know, stop this recording, and we will then proceed. Okay, we are going to go ahead now and make
6:23 p.m.
this phone call. So the first thing I'm going to do is, I've already talked with my father, and he agreed to help us do this. So I'm going to bring up my AOL
Select
Instant Messenger.
AOL Instant Messenger. Chris at Fetulant.
And I'm going to locate
my IP
relay in my buddy list. There it is.
Instant message. At Chris at Instant menu. System menu.
I'm just going to maximize this instant message
Respond
window because you want to make sure that you have the window fully maximized. This way, you don't lose focus. Okay. Now, the first thing you have to do to in AIM anyway, to initiate a call, like I say, you have to add, obviously, my IP relay, so MYIPRELAY to your buddy list. Once that's done, you go like you're going to send an instant message like normal. When the window comes up, you need to type the following. Call with a capital C, C-A-L-L, space, and then probably turn on your numlock, I would anyway.
Numlock on.
And type in the phone number that you want to call, minus the dashes. Don't put the dashes in there, so area code first and then number. So I'm going to do that now. And since I'm calling my dad, I'm obviously not going to reveal the phone number, but you press enter then to send the message, and when you do, you'll be put on a brief hold while we wait for an operator who will then dial the number, and then we'll be set. So here we go. Here's how it works. Check this out.
HTM. My IP relay.
And we're just waiting now for an IP relay operator to come forward. And once they do, they will then begin dialing, and we will go from there.
IP relay. IP relay row 9272F dialing 7.
And I'm not going to reveal that number, but you heard their number there.
My IP relay. Ring 1-2.
And now we're just waiting for them to answer.
Numlock on. Numlock on. Pause my IP relay. 3. PC.
I'm just waiting now for... I'm just waiting now for this to work.
My IP relay. 4. My IP relay. And mock MLOE.
Okay, hold on.
My IP relay are not available now. Chris at Fetulance.net. SKSKSK. My IP relay.
I put SKSKSK because.
My IP relay. Phone NDR after the beep we will.
I'm hanging up. From here,
my
we're going to
try. Return or call hung up another call QQ Georgia. Numlock on.
And I'm going to do a cell number.
Numlock off. Chris at Fetulance.net. 7,046,517,463 Georgia.
It's saying Georgia. What's really trying to say go ahead. And I'm just waiting right now.
My IP relay. Dialing.
And I'm going to say...
Space S. Semi. Pause. P.I. Space. Jaws.
I'm just looking at what they
happened. My IP relay. 2.
I'm just looking, waiting for the
PC.
It's two, meaning it's ringing three. It's ringing like three times, basically.
My IP relay. I'm Steve Ka. Chris at Fetulance.net. Hello, Dad. It's Chris Georgia.
And we're just waiting right now for his response. What happened was we got
relay. While you typed explain in relay.
We basically got an answering machine when we called the landline. That's the reason. He did ask.
My IP relay. Hey, Chris, this is. My IP relay. Dad got. Chris at schedule. Hey, double space. Chris at Fetulance.net. For blind cool tech, but wanted to demonstrate to everyone how it works. Georgia.
It's saying Georgia. It's really trying to say go ahead. So just be aware.
My IP relay. Oh, okay. My IP relay. Christopher CLD, you tell me what to do. My IP relay. Want me to do next sounds com QQ. My S. N-O-M-E space E-D space
D-M-O-N-S this MSN, then we'll be done.
Chris at Fetulance.net, there really isn't much to do at this point. I'm gonna call you back and demonstrate this with MSN, then we'll be done. Georgia. Chris at Fetulance. Chris at Fetulance.net. Ga.
And I just said S-K-S-K-S-K, then G-A for go ahead, basically. Now we're gonna wait for a response from him.
My IP relay. Okay, I.
He's probably gonna say I love you. Let's see.
My IP relay. We'll wait to hear back from you guys. My IP relay. Ga. Chris at Fetulance.net. SKSKSK. Operator, you may disconnect the call. Georgia.
And at this point, we should.
My IP relay. Hung up another call, QQ Georgia.
And I'm going to say no. Thank you anyway. Go ahead.
A, G.
Actually, before we do that, I'm going to say SK, 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 then GA.
Chris at Fetulance.net. No, thank you anyway. SK, 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 Georgia.
And at this point, the operator will give
my
the number.
IP relay. THKU IP relay, row 9272 FISKSK.
And in just a minute, we'll get one more IM saying our call's been disconnected. Here it comes.
My IP relay. Your call has been disconnected. To place another call, type call. Thank you for using IP relay.
And there we go. So that's basically, in a nutshell, how it works. Now I'm going to escape out of this AOL Instant Message window, and I'm going to sign on to MSN, which I was not signed into, but I will be. Give me
AOL Instant Message.
Just a moment, so I can sign into Live Messenger. I would not advise doing this via Classic Messenger. And I'll show you why in just a moment. Now, on MSN Messenger / Live Messenger, what you want to do is you want to add the following contact to your MSN. Again, it doesn't matter what group you add it to, just as long as you add it. You want to add my IP relay, MyIPRELAY, at Verizon, VERIZON, business, BUS. INESS.com. Once you see them sign in, it's pretty much the same thing.
Select.
You want to bring up your main MSN window.
Windows Live Messenger signed in.
So hit enter on that.
Context menu. MSN
go to
home.
Open.
Menus. Windows Live Messenger.
Then you want to look for my IP relay. So I'm just going to go to the quick search and type MYI, which should be enough.
My IP relay conversation.
And there we go. Now, the way this is a little different in MSN, there's a link you'll have to actually click on to start the call, but I'll show you how that works. I'm going to say call space and then their number, so put that in, hit enter.
Call 7 billion, num lock off.
And now, if I do go to my history, Control Shift H.
Moving to history.
Now, what you got to do is go to the bottom of the window, so Control End.
Blank.
And let's go up until we find that link. Now, I'm using my PC cursor, be aware.
Reminder, if you cannot click to begin your call, please.
Okay, now I'm going to just Control Right Arrow word per word till I get where I'm on that link.
Begin your call, comma, please click HTTP.
And I'm on the link right now, so I'm going to press enter, and when I do, that will actually initiate the call.
Num lock on.
I'm going to make sure
num lock
that my num lock is turned off. I've just pushed enter. That brought up a browser window, which will,
my
in
IP
sense,
relay, Microsoft
start
Internet
the call.
Explorer. My IP relay. No links. My IP relay. Thank you for using my IP relay. Please close this window now.
And I'll do just that, Alt F4. And now the call should be getting placed. And in just a moment, we should hear an operator come on, and we'll get started.
No message, thread one.
And I'm just waiting.
Hello, Dad. It's Chris. Go ahead. Moving to history.
Oops. Okay, bear with me.
Hello, Dad. It's Chris. Go ahead. No message, thread two.
Okay, my MSN's reading funky for some reason.
Hello, Dad. It's Chris. Go ahead. Con has just signed in.
Okay, just ignore that for now.
Hello, Dad. It's Chris. Go ahead.
And I am just sitting here now waiting.
Hello, Dad. It's Chris. Moving. Hello, Chris. Land. Reminder. If you cannot click, please type lintel. Remind. Land. Chris Gillan says. Input F. Land.
Okay, for some reason.
Hello, Dad. It's Chris. Land.
For some reason, the call isn't being placed. Now, I've had this happen with MSN a few times. So it's very strange. I don't know.
Hello, no message. Threat.
Completely why it's doing this.
Hello, Dad. It's Chris. Go ahead.
What I'm going to do is close out of the window and reopen it, and we're going to try this again.
Windows Live Message, Context Menu, Contact List.
As I stated, I have actually seen this happen a time or two. This is one reason I do not like doing this
Input edit. Contact.
On Live
Input
Messenger.
Edit.
It's a little bit more buggy, and I do not know why.
Num lock on.
I'm just re-entering the numbers.
Num lock off. Call 7 billion. Num lock on.
And I'm going
to... Num lock off.
Oh, shoot! Unless maybe I'm already in an active call. Wait.
Call 7 billion for call. No message. Thread 2.
Wait a minute. Let's see what's going on.
Chris Gillan said. Chris Gillan said. Call 7. Call 7 billion. Call 7 billion. Input F. Land.
Okay, this is really weird. It's not, for whatever reason, working.
Call 7 billion. 46,517,463.
What? Okay. What is the deal here? For some reason...
Move. Calls Chris Gillan said. Chris Gillan calls... Call 7
you can see where this could get a little weird.
Input F. Land. My relay conversation.
Okay, I'm going to see if I'm even connected currently. I'm going to type help and press enter.
Help.
And undoubtedly, I am not connected because if
Move
I were...
Chris Gillan's call 7 billion. Chris, help. Help. Input F. Land. Help. Call 7 billion. 46 million. Land. Help.
Yeah, see, it's for whatever reason... It's not liking what I'm doing, so
Untitled.
Here's what we're gonna do. I'm gonna sign out.
Windows Live Message. Contact. Leaving menus. Contact list. Quick search.
Actually, before I do, I'm going to go in here and I'm gonna just in case.
Operator, I have technical difficulties. I will try to call back momentarily. SKSKSK. Contact.
And what I'm going to basically now do.
Menu. Sign out. Leaving menu.
I'm going to sign out. And then
forgot your...
I'm going to sign back in.
Serve sign up email stat. Remember. Forget. Remember. Sign me in. Sign in button. Cancel button.
Sometimes this happens.
Outline button
so.
Coworkers outline button expanded.
Don't be alarmed.
Quick search edit.
Like I say, I've had this happen several
Input
times.
Edit. Contact. Input edit my relay con plan.
I'm gonna try this again.
Num lock on.
Whoopsie.
Blank. Num lock off. Num lock off.
Gosh. You see why I don't
Num
like doing this in
all 7 billion 40s.
It works better in AIM, you can tell. Now, what I'm doing right now is I'm waiting to see. Okay, let me see.
Chris Gillan says, call 7 billion 46. Chris Gillan.
See.
P. PC.
History is not Input. Reading for. Let me blank. Do something. Hold on.
Blank. History. Call Krista and blank. Never give out your. Never blank Krista. Call seven. Call
I
seven
do
blank.
Not know why it.
Call seven.
Isn't working.
Input F. Blank.
When I do this.
Blank.
What I can do, let me unload JAWS and start WindowEyes and see if WindowEyes may read this a little bit better. Sometimes it
Window
does.
WindowEyes 6. Arrow. History. Chris Gilland says, call 7 billion 46 million.
Yeah, see, it's just kind of sitting here right now doing basically nothing, which is very weird. I don't know why it's doing this.
Gold wave.
I'm going to go.
Size tray. Windows Live Message. Graphic. Windows Live Message. Find the C.
Gosh, this is really bizarre.
I
may not be able to demonstrate this for you in MSN if it keeps this up, but we'll see what we can do.
Num lock off.
Let me just. I'm just dialing the number here.
Chris Gilland says, my IP relay is writing a message.
Oh. Well, okay.
History.
What does it Chris Gilland say, says. Though?
Chris Gilland calls call 7 to call 7.
See, it's saying that it's writing a message, but then it just kind of sits there.
Input F space.
But basically, it would work the same way. You would basically just click on that link, that's the only difference, and then once you do that, relay would then begin. That's really the only difference. Aside that, Gold it's wave. Pretty much the same. So, anyways, that's pretty much how that works. I'm going to go ahead and get out of here, though. If you have any questions, any comments aside the obvious of why is MSN not working, don't ask me. I have no idea. I'm just going to reload my copy of JAWS here.
JAWS for Windows.
Since I prefer using that. I have no idea why that didn't work. I have no idea at all. It's bizarre. But anyway... So, I'm going to go ahead and head out of here, and hopefully, once we, you know, hopefully things will improve. What I may end up having to do is to call customer service, let them know what's going on, and see what they would recommend that we do. Anyways, so, having said that, I'm going to head out of here. If you want to get in contact with me, let me give you my email address, which also serves as my MSN. That would be CLGilland, that's CLGILLAND at earthlink.net. For now, I would rather not give out my AOL Instant Messenger just because I don't use it very often, but you can certainly use my email or my MSN. I also am on Skype. My Skype name is Chris, C-H-R-I-S 28210. Anyway, look forward to hearing from you guys, look forward to hearing some feedback, and we will go from there. And I'm sorry I wasn't able to demonstrate that with a live messenger for you. I'm going to definitely contact customer service and see what the deal is with that. Anyway, you guys take care, and as always, keep rocking in the tech world, and may God bless. Bye-bye.